Hi everyone, it's Sierra here and you're listening to the College Podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to the College Podcast, actually recorded right now in a college dorm room, believe it or not. I say that if you listened to the last episode, I was actually at home recording, so it wasn't the full college experience. Not that you guys would know, I'm just messing with my mic right now, so sorry if it's a little... Okay, I think that sounds good. Woohoo, I'm starting off on a very professional note, loving that. But yeah, so I'm so excited to be recording. So last podcast was kind of like a winter break type deal, kind of reflecting over the first semester. And yes, and it's kind of interesting because when I decided to take the first semester off, the podcast I did record was like 2 weeks into the semester. And so yeah, I'm about 2 weeks into the semester. And it's so crazy when I look at like how I was then versus like how I am now, when it really wasn't that long ago at all. Yeah, so very happy with how far life has taken me. And that's really interesting because I was kind of in a reflective mood tonight, just thinking about all the amazing people in my life. And also that I have been 18 for about 6-ish months now. And I was thinking, like, because I was in such a reflective mood, I'm like, what if I recorded a podcast titled 8 Life Lessons I Learned at 18? I was going to do 18 life lessons, but I figured I was really like writing down 18 life lessons. And I'm like, these are getting a little like repetitive and I didn't want it to be super long. And I would rather have more meaning, more oomph in my life lessons than just trying to think of 18, because then it's not genuine. And 8 actually is my favorite number. So this is really exciting because I have 88 written in here because it's 8 life lessons learned at 18. So yes, just with that alone, I am really excited. But yeah, just kind of overall, like in reflection, I can't believe how like the last podcast I recorded, I think it was ironically titled, you know, working towards a school life balance. Well, that I was not balanced at all. Like the equilibrium was off. Yeah. But then I think it's so crazy because now like I'm at such a more balanced place, and it's interesting when you're in a balanced place, you don't really notice till you think about this stuff. But, overall, yeah, I'm in a lot more balanced place, but I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not going to talk about balance because, yeah, but I kind of go into it a little bit, but that's for later on, so yeah. All right, so for the first life lesson that I've learned when I was 18, or still am 18, but in the 6 months of being 18, was that things play out. Just to kind of give you a little story of that. I feel like in life things have played out like a million different times. But I have one story in particular that I kind of think back on a couple times where I'm like, how the heck did this happen? And I'm like, there are certain things in life that you like cannot control, no matter what what you do, no matter how much you think about it. But yeah, I think this is just such a cool story, so I want to share. So I go to a university. So when I talk about people in a different college or the same college, like we're all a part of the same university, but we just go to different colleges. So like there's colleges for like liberal arts, there's colleges for business, there's college for like science and engineering, and yes, all that good stuff. So essentially all of my friends are in, or like my close circle, people I met in the beginning of the year, are all in a different college than me. So, like, I, you know, love my friends, all that stuff. But it's kind of funny because, like, on the first day, like, they all had classes together. And I was dropped off at, like, business school. I feel like it's dropped off because, like, my business school is, like, all kind of, like, a building or two. But, yeah, I felt like they were, like, dropped off. And I'm, like, you know, they're all walking to class together and stuff. They have all, like, the same, like, intro classes together. And I was just kind of, like, I had to really go on it on my own because none of the friends that I met in college thus far were like in my same college. So it was kind of scary because like management was my first class.
a first semester, and I don't really remember. So if later down the line, if the story is ever told to me, I could be a little wrong. But the first and second day of management, we did a lot of group work, and we were talking. And I guess I was sitting next to this one girl, and she, like, you know, like, she remembered me more than I remembered her, which is really bad. But the sweetest girl, oh my gosh. And so then the next week I was just standing. So yeah, we must have talked a bit in management, but like, management's like an 8 a.m. class, and like, I'm not made for 8 a.m.s. So I must have been super tired and all that good stuff, but like, I made it there. But anyways, that's besides the point. That might be a little bit of why I don't remember it, or also I was just kind of absorbing the day. But yeah, so then the next week I was in like this huge lecture hall, essentially in the school that I go to. Like, there's just like one building that has like all of the lecture halls. So I was in that building that has all of the lecture halls, and I was just waiting to go to econ. And then she just comes up to me. She's like, "Hey, Sierra, like, how are you?" And I didn't recognize her at first, but then it came to me like later on. And like, I'm telling you, like, it's so crazy because like, right when I sat down, I like sat with her and we were talking, and then she introduced me to like three different people. And then like in management, like, I was sat by her and I sat by other people, and like, she, yeah, like, we ended up like, we've grabbed coffee together a few times. We've worked on homework. Yeah, she's introduced me to so many people. And now like in econ, like, we all have like kind of an econ group and we all sit together, and that's actually carried on. So that was in micro econ, and now that's carried on to macro econ. So it's kind of wild how like literally like, but she's in like, she has a ton of friends. She's in a lot of different activities and stuff. And I'm not the kind of person who like likes a ton of activities. I like my alone time. I like to record podcasts in my dorm room at midnight, and I like to write and do art and hang out with like my best friends and stuff. So yeah, I'm not like a super out there activities person. So how life kind of played out, or like things played out, is I happened to meet one of the most like talkative, like extroverted, finding friends person at my college. And so she just introduced me to everybody. Yeah, so that is really cool how life kind of worked out that way. And so, yes, I was so worried about, and little did I know, Sierra had no control over any of that. And all, you know, there would be a girl who, yeah, wanted to say hi to me in the lecture hall. And now, yeah, we've done projects together and worked on things. And she's introduced me to so many other people and so many other friends, and now I know I have quite a few familiar faces at my college. So so first life lesson is that things just play out. And then my second life lesson, I'm not gonna go into too much like detail, like, because I don't know, I just feel weird, but one is that, like, I think, I don't know, this might just because I'm 18 years old, but rely on your judgment. I think it's applicable to everything, but for kind of like more relationship stuff, I think it's really important to rely on your judgment. And I'm not good at like talking about this stuff. So I wrote a poem about it, because that's how I deal with things. So I've always talked about how I write poetry, but I've never like read any to you. So, well, here goes nothing. I'm just pulling it up right now. I'll probably end up in a poetry book one day. We gotta manifest that. But okay. So here we go. Today I ended something before it started. I think it's okay to shield yourself from the troubled hearted, from the ones who know where your heart is and don't mind giving it a twist or a shake. Then give your ideals a bend, leave, and watch you break. From the window of the next train they had to catch, because they need to chase the bigger, better, and best. And you'll be stuck there, right where they left you, politely saying, "I thought they'd be different from the rest." So yeah, I'm glad I stopped that. And I don't know, I get awkward talking about that kind of stuff. So yeah, I think overall, like, some things that, the main things I kind of want to emphasize in that is, like, there are people out there who, like, know where your heart is, and just like I said, they don't mind giving it a twist or a shake. And then, of course, they have to go up to your mind, so they have to give your ideals a bend. Then they leave and watch you break from the window of the next train they had to catch because they need to chase the bigger, better, best. Okay, I'm just reading it again, I guess. But, yeah, because I think... All right. Third life lesson. I actually learned, like... Excuse me. I learned last week. I'm almost positive last week. Maybe it was... If it was on Monday, then that's really bad, but it's already, like, been so applicable to my life. If I learned it on Monday, yeah, I'm still going to share it because it's huge. So my, not my management professor last semester, but my current management professor, he said this, like, well, you know, you have to, like, be present, and if you're worried, like, schedule that time in your day, because if you're in the present, if you're worrying about something, that means you're in the future, and if you're kind of, like, down, he explained this so much better, but if you're kind of like down thinking about how people have wronged you, thinking of this hasn't gone in your life, gone right in your life, then you're in the past. Well, I'm typically in the future because I worry a lot. And so he kind of said, like, well, you have to be in the present throughout the day or you're missing things. So schedule your worries in, you know, like take 30 minutes of your day to worry. And like at first I like initially kind of chuckled. And then I tell myself whenever I'm worrying, like, of course, there's immediate things we have to worry about and solve. And like, I'm not talking about that. Like, I'm talking about, like, just, you know, worrying about, like, apartment stuff next year, worrying about how you looked or how you acted or this or that, like, little stupid things. Like, I kind of thought about, I'm like, okay, we're going to save that for later. And then guess what? Later never actually comes and you stopped worrying about it. Because I even say to myself, I'm like, oh, we're going to... I don't have time for worrying right now. I'm working on homework. Or I don't have time for worrying right now. I'm spending time with a friend. So I always kind of say, like, I'm going to schedule my worries in, but never actually do. And I think that's his whole point, is you have to be present. And, you know, like, you're not actually going to sit down on the couch and worry for 30 minutes. And it just shows kind of how ridiculous worrying is. But I think it's also really distracting. Yeah. So I thought that was really cool. So yeah, so that was my third life lesson, to schedule your worries in. All right, so the fourth life lesson kind of connects to this past semester to my current semester, is that your routine will carry you when you're occupied. Life kind of occupies you. You can have friendship stuff going on. You can have relationship stuff going on. You can have personal stuff going on. All that stuff's personal stuff. You can have work stuff going on, school stuff going on, health stuff going on, like a million things going on. And yes, like some of those things, like, you really can't change and they shake things up. But I really think that, you know, for this life lesson, is that your routine will carry you when you're occupied. So like last semester, I just came here and moved in, so I didn't have much of a routine. I kind of just like went with it. So you know, friends were doing one thing, I'd go do it. If one person wanted to talk, I'd talk. If, you know, someone wanted to go grab lunch, I'd go grab lunch. I would just kind of do whatever. I didn't have much of a routine. And so when I noticed, when I was like going through difficult things, whether super difficult or not difficult at all, like everything kind of stopped, which isn't good. And I noticed this semester, like, I have routines. Like, I go to bed at a certain time, I get up at a certain time, I work out certain days of week, I have time where I go other places to get work done, I grab lunch with friends on certain days of the week. Like, I have routines, and I have schedules, and I really, like, don't have any leniency for that. And so I realized my own personal life, I'm like, well, you know, it was kind of normal for like people to just knock on the door, which I love, but that's honestly really distracting if my goal is to read a book a week or to get my homework done before the weekend. Like, if I have those goals, I have to sacrifice being in my room for a little bit because they can knock on my door. So that means I go other places to get my homework done. And I just have routines where it's almost like kind of like my office hours, like professors have. Like, I have a time where I'm in my office, but since I am not a professor, I'm a college student, my office is sometimes like a random place in the university, which is fine. I just set up shop wherever I find a place to kind of sit and hang out. And honestly, like, the moment I set a routine, like,
I swear, so many good things happened to me. Like, one, I have, like, I'm recording this podcast right now and not doing homework because I have all of my homework done. Which, like, I have a due date on Tuesday and a due date on Sunday and a due date tonight. And I don't think I've ever in the history of academics have had all of that stuff done already. And it's Thursday night. And, oh, yeah, so tomorrow night I have another thing due. But I have all that stuff done. So this weekend I really am not going to have much work. I'll be actually working ahead. And that's really cool. And that's because I got up and set up shop every single day. Now, that does take discipline. And I thought I knew what discipline was until, like, you know, at the start of this podcast, I was more at home and by myself a lot. And now I'm constantly with people, which I love. But that almost takes more work to get up and set up shop some places. But to kind of go over, like, the things that happened so well, like, I have all of my homework done. And plus, when you sit around campus, you meet people. Like, I sat and grabbed lunch with, like, a new friend, like, got asked out on a date, which is funny. I can't believe I'm sharing that. But, yeah, that happened. Yeah, like, good things happen when you just hang around. And, yeah, it's just getting out there, which I also wrote a poem about, but that I'm not sharing. But, anyways, again, for the book one day. So, the fifth one, like, I don't know, like, I didn't write too many notes because I'm just going to kind of speak from the heart. But my fifth one is that friends are family. I think turning 18 years old and, like, I have friends from middle school even. And then I have friends from college. And what I've learned is, like, it's really the people who, like, you can go to, like, full of tears or just full of happiness and they're stable, like, they'll, you know, Taylor Swift writes this best. Okay, so this is about her relationship, but I think it also works with friendships, too. So she says, and you know what, that I'd swing with you for the fences, sit with you in the trenches. Okay, yeah, I'm just going to read this whole thing and dismiss the child part. So, and you know that And you know that I'd swing with you through the fences, sit with you in the trenches, give you my wild, give you a child. Okay, don't off the child part. Give you the silence that only comes when two people understand each other. Family that I chose now that I see your brother as my brother. Is it enough? So I think there's a lot of beauty in that. And I am so blessed to say that, like, I found people who celebrate when I, like, they could have the worst day in the world, but if I had the best day in the world, I know I'd come to them, they wouldn't say anything, and they'd go out and celebrate with me. And I think that's really beautiful. And I know that when I have lows or when I have a bad time, like, they're there. Like, like, I've had friends on FaceTime from miles away. I've had friends, you know, like, for times that are really hard or, like, things that you're trying to figure out, they're there trying to work everything out with you. You know, friends that are willing to see you cry right in front of you and just, you know, like, friends you're comfortable crying in front of, friends that will help you no matter what. Like, I really call them family. And so I think it's so cool that my best friend since middle school and my best friend in college, which I do, who I technically live with because we're next door neighbors, like, I really found two people who I consider family. Yeah, so they swing with me for the fences and they sit with me in the trenches, which I think is beautiful. And yeah, literally, like, my note I wrote on here was just like, besties going to rant, because, like, even today, like, we're trying to figure out, like, living situations for next year, which is really, really difficult. Like, it's just a lot back and forth and everything. And, like, my best friend, she is so on it. Like, she is making a million calls. She's talking to her parents, talking to me, just trying to figure this all out, like, just trying to help me in any way she can. And then she sits and listens to me with, like, all of my personal stuff, other friends' stuff. Like, she'll just sit and listen, give me advice, and we just have the best time together. And I just don't know what I did right to deserve her, but I think it's just crazy how Yeah, like friends or family. And that, like, I consider her my family. She's literally my sister. Yeah. So I think, yeah, that's a really beautiful lesson or something, honestly, that I got to experience this year, is just really find friends who I can really call my family. And then number six, I have that there are booms and busts in everything. So I feel like naturally, this might be a little bit of just my upbringing. I typically see things in a very absolute manner. So kind of that something is either good or it's bad. Life is either amazing or it's terrible. Or that situation, like, or just, yeah, like what you're, you know, that, yeah, like that life is either good or bad. But what I'm really realizing, and I think college just kind of gives you a time to really see it all, is that there's just booms and there's busts. And you have to, you know, you enjoy the booms and you prepare for the busts. And I think there's booms and busts in every day. You know, and there's booms and busts in every week, month, and year, and quarter. Yeah, I'd even say quarter and year. Like, there's so many booms and busts. And I think when I recognized that this year was, like, the beginning of the year for me was definitely a bust. like, I had my first exam and didn't do well. Felt like I didn't belong in this school. And then, you know, I really put my head down and got back to work. And, well, I was always working, which is kind of the difficult part, is like when you try really hard and you still don't do well. And that was kind of the scenario. But I worked smarter and I became disciplined, and now I'm on a boom. And I was on a boom towards the end of last year too, finishing up the semester. I was on a really big boom, and I fortunately had a turnaround where I was able to reap the benefits. But in kind of living life, like like to now, like, I've realized that sometimes you don't reap the benefits from the booms, because they might not be so high, and sometimes the bus takes over for a while, but it'll always go back up, and you have to enjoy the middle too, or the upcomings and the shortcomings. Yeah, so that's kind of what I want to say on that, is it's not everything is terrible and not everything is good, and that they're just booms and busts. And I think when I think about that, like, it's almost calming to me and kind of sheltering, where I realize, like, when things are good, I enjoy them and I soak them in and I make sure to appreciate them and let everyone know in my life who's creating this boom that I appreciate them. But then also not get so comfortable where I don't expect, not expect, but I'm not ready for a bust, because it's kind of like you're only as good as your last performance. And, you know, but you can't control everything. So that's kind of being comfortable with the booms and busts. And part of this too is, like, I didn't have the idea of calling it a booms and busts today until in macro econ, when we were, like, seeing, like, the booms and bust charts for, like, United States GDP. And that's what gave me the idea. I'm like, oh, that's kind of like life. So yeah, that is, and that made it here. So I'm glad I went to lecture. So yes, thank you. All right. So the seventh life lesson is that you have to help yourself first, or if you don't help yourself, you can help no one. So I don't know, like, I feel like I have a rather, like, kind of direct example, but I think it can correlate to everything. So for example, like, I really consider getting an education, like, a useful tool that will help people later on. And then I also think, like, you can, it's also helping in a sense of, like, you can help friends with their work, so then they can also better gain that tool to go help people later on, and really help this world. So essentially, I feel like first semester, I literally got up, went to class, and, like, I was in sweats every day. Like, my hair looked gross, or, like, not, like, gross. Like, I didn't style my hair like I normally like to. I didn't wear makeup, or it's not that I, like, feel like I need to wear makeup, but I just think it, like, makes me feel ready. Like,
I would do kind of like the basic stuff, but like really did I sit down and have a cup of coffee, which I like to do in the morning. Like I pretty much would just like sit, write out my plans for the day, and then get to work, which is great. But I'm the kind of person where I'm realizing now like just getting to work isn't enough, because then I felt really, really burnt out. And I thought that just getting up and starting to go to work would be the most productive thing. But I feel like this semester is such an example where I've been getting up at a set time every day, going to the gym on certain days that work for my schedule. But no matter what, like getting up, taking a shower, putting on my makeup, planning out my outfit the night before, getting my work done, scheduling times to get my work done. And honestly, I feel like overall I've been working less, but yet I've been doing more. Like, for example, I've never written this much before. And then also I'm getting to my podcast and feeling really great about it. And I've also had time to help friends and give them advice. And then also like help friends with like homework and stuff and do well on my own. Like I just took a quiz today and I know I did really well, which is really comforting to know that my methods are working. So overall, I feel like I was so focused on one thing, or like my routine. I don't want to say routine, like just getting the job done, where I didn't feel good about like how I looked, or I didn't feel like I was like taking care of myself as well as I normally like to. I didn't feel I was put together. And the moment I took like, let's say like 30 minutes to 45 minutes of my day to get all like the put together stuff, to like kind of say like my morning, like whatever is like what I kind of want to do this morning, or kind of what I want to like do if I want to try to help somebody who's like struggling with school, or try to compliment somebody random, or just ask the front desk person how their day is, like any kind of thing that I want to do to like help this world. You know, like I wasn't doing that, but like now in the morning I'm doing that. So it's kind of like getting up and doing all the things that I need to do first has made me a better friend and a better person, a better student, and like just kind of like a better person on this earth, helping other people on this earth. I'm not even helping, just like cohabitating. Yeah, so it's really just like, you know, I know that they like say you have to put your life, your oxygen mask, I think, on before you help other people put theirs on, which that's like a really extreme case scenario. But I think it works for like little things too. Like if I'm not completely ready for the day, I shouldn't have to run out to my obligations. And it was completely my doing. Like my staying up too late and sleeping in was 100% my own doing. But I noticed that really having a plan and helping myself first, like getting 100% ready and feeling good, has helped me become a better student, which is one of my obligations and how I want to, is a tool that I want to use to help this world. So I'm really happy that I picked that up, and so it's a life lesson that I've learned that has really benefited me. And then the eighth one is a little bit more, I don't know really what the word is, but it's kind of more, I would say, encompassing. And that is that I have everything I need. I think college, moving out, being financially, you know, not relying on others financially, which finances are huge. And then also just, you know, going to college without holding, you know, like I went to college without like a best friend. I wasn't holding hands with a best friend. Like she was back doing her own thing. Yeah. So I think that something comforting for me that I've learned is like, I have everything I need. I have people who love me. I have people to love. I've never gone without housing. I have more than I need, truly. There's this, I'm bringing up a lot of song lyrics today, but this one I'll probably get a tattoo of. So if you ever see me
And I have a tattoo of a number two. This is why. So it's this actually like it's kind of funny like thinking about how everything works out, because like right about when I was 18, I knew I wanted to get this tattoo, and it's from the song Only One by Kanye West. And it says, I'm going to just pull up the lyrics to make sure I don't get them wrong, but I just want to get the number two to symbolize it. So I'll just read like the whole deal. I think the storm ran out of rain. The clouds are moving. I know you're happy because I can see it. So tell the voice inside your head to believe it. I talked to God about you. He said he sent you an angel. And look at all that he gave you. You asked for one and you got two. So, yeah, that's why I want the number two tattooed on me. Because I feel like for some reason in my life, like I've always had what I need, but always more. Like the moment that one door has closed, I swear, like a million doors have opened for me that are just way better. It's kind of like, I use a metaphor, and I actually like wrote a poem about this, which will also be in the book one day. Was that like sometimes you have to climb up yourself, like just circle yourself, like some really, really, you know, sometimes you have to climb up a mountain of stone, but there always will be flowers growing through the cracks. And that's really how I like to see my life is like, there's been times where I felt very alone. There's been times where I didn't think that I would have everything that I need, but I've always had everything I need. And I know I will always have everything I need and then more, because I really feel that I've always asked for one and gotten two. Kind of like I asked for an education and I'm having an education and the most amazing time ever. I've asked for, you know, just like different things that I think that I've wanted in my life, I've gotten, and then some. Kind of like I use poetry for this example because, you know, like I don't know, I'm feeling very reflective right now, but just times in my life where I've needed to, like I took a creative writing class where I learned really how to write poetry, and I got like definitely like the positive, like, oh, that's so good, blah, 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 and stuff. But it's so crazy because like the moment after I learned like really how to write poetry or really fell in love with the art of poetry in the creative writing class, like I went through a million different hard times where like I relied on poetry just to get it out. And I think for me, it's really peaceful to see kind of like the words or like see how I feel like written on paper. And so whenever I'm like, ah, getting nervous, like I just refer to that, read it, and move on with my day. Cause I'm like, oh, couldn't, I don't think my worries could explain it better than what I've written. And it's also kind of art and stuff. So that's kind of what I think about when I say, like, I asked for one and I got two. Like, I asked for, you know, to not have to worry or to not have to go through different things. And not only do I not have to worry, but I also have a beautiful piece of art with me. So, yeah. So we went from quite the, yeah, from things playing out to have everything I need. That is quite the jump. All right, everyone. So those are my 18 life lessons I've learned being 18 for at least 6 months of being 18. Thank you so much for listening. I think this was kind of like a nice, just reflective, calm podcast where, I don't know, when I like to, I think sometimes it's fun to be super upbeat, but also sometimes it's just fun to be super reflective and just kind of write down what I've learned. It's kind of cool how I like get to go back time and I like to go back in time and like reflect on different things. And that's really what this podcast is. And I'm excited to see like 6 months from now, like listening to this, if it could give me hope in some ways, or I could be like, well, look how much I've grown, or something in the middle, you know, those booms and those busts. But yes. So thank you so much for listening. If you're new or haven't already, please subscribe, like, rate, download, comment, all the good stuff to this podcast, so then other people like you can hear it.
But yes, overall, like, and above all, I hope y'all have a great time, a great week, a great day, a great hour, a great minute, just goodness. That's what I wish and manifesting and kind of projecting onto you, that you guys just have a good, peaceful, safe time, because yeah, that's, I think, what our world could use a little bit more of. So yes, love y'all. Have a great time.